We're going to revisit Baker's Keyboard Lounge with a little happy ending to the story. The oldest, it is considered the oldest jazz club in America. That may not be entirely true, but it was certainly one of the oldest and most celebrated in Detroit. A whole lot of great Detroit musicians cut their teeth at Baker's for sure. And of course, all the greats have been there, including Barbara Streisand, when she was not known to anybody back in 61. She had an appearance there. So it has been a launching pad for many, many, many artists, not just local Detroit musicians like Yusuf Lateef and Elvin Jones and people like that, but also just visiting musicians. It was great for a long, long, long time. But in the advent of rock and roll in the 60s and 70s, the owners decided that in order to continue to make money, they needed to change the menu. Not the food, but the music. The food was okay. They wanted to change the music. And they did. And they started doing some little rock and some folk and some R&B and some of this and that, trying to capture the cultural flavor of the time. Well, that worked okay for a while. But I don't know if it's really wise to change what works for 60, 70 years because of a fad. Well, that's what they did, and by 2000 or so, they're having trouble. By 2005, they're in really big trouble, and by 2009, they're filing for bankruptcy, and by 2010, Baker's is being sold in a bankruptcy sale. And the manager of Baker's, a guy who dealt with the customers day to day, who could feel the pulse of the club, who knew what people like to drink, what they like to eat, what they like to listen to, who knew the musicians, who knew everything, Mr. Smith, he bought it for pennies on the dollar on this bankruptcy sale. And he was determined to return it to its original diet of jazz. Not rock, not funk, not R&B, not jazz. We're gonna do jazz. And he worked hard to make that happen for a number of years. And then by 2016, he is blessed by the Detroit City Council to establish a Baker's Lounge cultural area and set up a commission to control this area to make sure that we don't tear down any more buildings around Baker's, including Baker's. Matter of fact, we can't even do major remodeling to the inside of these historic buildings. We want it preserved. This pleased a whole lot of people in the Detroit area, and it came right at the time that there was a beginning of an economic resurge in Detroit and an interest in cultural things. So people started flocking to the area around Baker's and flocking to Baker's. And so by 2016-17, Baker's is again flourishing as a jazz club. And people are again coming to Baker's to make recordings because of the great acoustics there. And here we are in 2020, and Baker's seems to be more stable today than at any time in its history. And that is good news. Because 10 years ago, it was sold at a bankruptcy sale for pennies on the dollar. And today, it is thriving. Because at the end of the day, people want real. They don't want Memorex. And when you have a place like Detroit, that had produced so many great jazz musicians as sons and daughters of the city. And when all of the greats had come through Detroit, particularly through Bakers, that's a legacy that needed to be preserved. Earl Clue, who a lot of people probably don't remember, Earl Clue is a guitarist. He plays primarily acoustic guitar, finger picking style, flat pick style, whatever. Wonderful composer, wonderful player. He came to prominence as a backup guitarist for George Benson when George's star was beginning to rise in the 80s. He had a big hit with a tune called Rainmaker. Some of you all will remember that. I remember it because I remember Suncoast Sound playing it in this show, 1982 show, I believe. Earl Clue says that it had not been for Bakers, he probably would not have been a musician. But his mother would take him to Bakers so he could hear the real musicians doing their thing, and this not just inspired him, it informed him as to what was necessary to achieve at that level. And of course, I'm sure he had many conversations with just local musicians as well as tour musicians that educated him as to the path to his eventual success. So let's not take for granted these historical venues. And let's not write off jazz as a dead museum art, because you know what? It's still thriving, and it always will be, because it is live, it is vital, it is improvisational, it is spiritual, it is in the moment, and it is musical democracy. It is America set to music through the culture of Black Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, Bakers Keyboard Lounge informs us that jazz is alive and will be with us forever, and no matter what storms come, they will pass, and this music will rise again. Thank you so much, Bakers, and thank you, Detroit, for supporting Bakers Keyboard Lounge with your cultural initiative.